I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. GM reports its profits and revenue later this morning. Yesterday, the company said it's had to stop production at three vehicle assembly plants because of a global shortage of microchips that we've been following here. It could be mid-March before production resumes. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at the effect on the auto workers.
The three plants are in Canada, Mexico, and Kansas. GM says the U.S. plant employs some 2,000 workers. Jeff Shockley at Virginia Commonwealth University says a temporary closure, as opposed to a plant shutting down for good, is relatively common in the auto industry.
Temporarily closing plants is not necessarily a huge concern because of a supply shortage, although it might send a signal that there's inherent supply chain or capacity problems.
According to the Auto Workers Union, those U.S. employees will receive supplemental pay and unemployment that pays 75 to 80% of their salary and benefits. Sam Firani at Auto Forecast Solutions says the keyword here is temporary.
They're down for a week or two or three. These people will come back in and they may have to give up a summer break to make up for it later.
But they're not out of a job. GM also said the semiconductor shortage and temporary plant closures do not change the company's, quote, commitment to an all-electric future. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.